from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. New Jersey Transit trains are rolling again. Following an end to the engineer strike, Governor Phil Murphy announced over the weekend that an agreement has been reached between NJ Transit and the engineers following a dispute over wages and working conditions. The new contract features a pay raise, among other benefits. An Ocean County mother is accused of causing her own baby's death in what authorities call a, quote, tragic accident.
In Jackson on Saturday, police were called to a home for an injured 10-month-old. Prosecutors say Wendy Castillo Torres of Lakehurst was using a friend's garage to clean and detail vehicles and put her young son in a bouncy seat on the ground between parked cars. While trying to back a vehicle out, the 30-year-old accidentally lurched forward and pinned the baby, according to police. Castillo Torres has been charged with causing death while driving without a valid driver's license. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A Passaic County jury has convicted a Florida man in a fatal crash.
According to the Passaic County prosecutor, 52-year-old Alvin Mutu of Orlando, Florida, was convicted on Monday of reckless vehicular homicide and assault by auto. Prosecutors said Mutu was behind the wheel of a Buick SUV that was in a crash in Patterson in January 2019. The vehicle ran a stop sign going 55 miles per hour on a residential street, flipped on its side, and hit a man, killing him. Mutu faces up to 10 years in state prison. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. Walmart is pushing back against recent comments President Trump made aimed at the retailer regarding expected price hikes. The retail giant warned customers about potential price increases due to the tariffs, and the president blasted the company in a post shared on Truth Social. Trump told Walmart to, quote, eat the tariffs, while Walmart's CFO said the company, quote, has not seen price increases at this magnitude in the speed in which they're coming at us before, and so it makes for a challenging environment. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 115 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And any updates on the weather front, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5, instant weather, wet and cool. There's your weather for the next 2 days. Now, the wet weather will go away in time for the Memorial Day weekend, but colder than normal temperatures are going to linger through at least Friday and Saturday. You'll have to wait until the second half of the holiday weekend for more seasonable, warmer temperatures to return. Mostly cloudy tonight. Showers arrive by daybreak. Lows around 50. Tomorrow, not a nice day. Periods of rain throughout the day could be heavy for a time. Cloudy and really cool. Highs only in the 50s. And Thursday, more of the same. Still wet. Rain may start to taper off around late afternoon Thursday. Highs mainly in the 50s again. We could see some 60s in South Jersey. Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower. Still on the cool side, highs will be around 60. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Belvedere, 66. Old Bridges, also 66. And Burlington, 65 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather is brought to you by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public, and they grow what they sell. Largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and much more. Visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. That's MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane!
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own, New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.